The state says 44% of Medicaid expansion recipients are working. DeWine's campaign says it wants the healthy adults in that group to be in the workforce and off government assistance, but doesn't have cost savings estimates. Former Medicaid Director John Corlett supports the expansion and wonders how work requirements will save money.
They've said roughly, 96% of Ohioans would be excluded from being affected by those work requirements.
That's about 36,000 people. Ohio Medicaid Director Barbara Sears said in a letter that enforcing work requirements could cost $13 million a year, which Corlett says could be more than the state would reap in savings. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.